The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
So, I'm getting ready for my appearance tonight at Chabad of Hunterdon County with my buddy Rabbi Ellie. And so I really am thinking about doing Frank Sinatra singing Hava Nagila. Come on. Who was the biggest benefactor to the state of Israel? It was Frank Sinatra when he was alive. Oh, yes, he was. Oh, listen to this, though. Listen, that was the group I got. And I wish I could credit the group. I don't have their name. But this is Dick Dale, the famous guitarist from the 60s, who wrote all of the Ventures type music, you know, Pipeline and all those great, great tunes. He actually has a version of Hava Nagila. Listen, this is so cool. And I may draft my Michael to play this tonight. A rabbi on a surfboard. That's what I want to see. That's the video, you know? Come on. Dick Dale, the legendary Dick Dale. Joe Piscopo, the radio. Good morning, 607. Yeah, I'm going, you know, I'm Joey Benefit. You got a charity, I got a tuxedo. I come early, I stay late, you know? So I try to help out everybody. And I try to always help out those who maybe have a little more difficulty going through society than you and I. And there's so much, just between you and I, because it's our intimate hour and I can just kind of talk about whatever we'd like to talk about this first hour, is I'm very upset about, like I keep talking about, when I see folks in the inner cities and see in stressed areas, no one's showing up. No one is showing up. Where's Barack and Michelle, man, and going into the inner cities in St. Louis? Where are all these huge African-American superstars? Who is going into the inner cities? Who's walking there, you know, walking the streets? And maybe, you know, guys like, Michael Jordan was always there, you know. You would always see Michael Jordan step up. But no one's stepping up, man. So I always feel like, okay, well, I guess I got to do it. Nobody's going to do it. Politicians ain't going to do it. Politicians don't care. What's the real pandemic in America is the black-on-black crime. And I only say it because I was enlightened, right? So then I see the anti-Semitic rise, the unnecessary, ridiculous, unconscionable anti-Semitic rise that has now become mainstream in the Democratic Party. How did that happen? I am shocked at that. Shocked at that. So I go help out my Jewish brothers and sisters when I can. So I'll be the Italian guy. I'll be the Italian guy, not dressed like a rabbi tonight. Although maybe I should go in dressed as a rabbi. That would be fun. You know, they did so much fun, and I may very well be dancing with the rabbi. So put your seatbelts on. So, you know, you got to do what you got.
cardio in.
There's a story here. There's so much you get into. I'm so sick of hearing about the debt ceiling. We're not voting for it. It passed. It goes to the Senate. We'll see what happens with the debt ceiling. And but this is fun. And North Korea spy satellite launch fails as rocket falls into the sea. Well, that's always good. So there's a lot to get into. About this presidential race, I want to talk about Ron DeSantis, about Donald Trump, and the debt ceiling. But the big story here is, well, now I can't find it. Where I think there's a New Zealand airline that is making you. Are you ready for this? Making you weigh yourself before you get
on
the plane.
What? That's outrageous.
I know. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Air God New forbid. Zealand is the airline, by the way.
Air New Zealand. And
all right,
forbid.
Fatty. Sorry.
Should be at the bottom of your stack.
You might want to take a boat. I'm so sorry. So sorry. It's
like, oh, here it is. Why this airline is asking to weigh passengers before flying? All right, hold on, Joe. Don't touch the anchor dashboard.
Not touching anything.
Oh, my gosh. We are in the dark ages when it comes to technical stuff at the radio station. I'm so sorry. Somebody said in a talk, by the way, before I go back to that story that I can't find, if you could resend that, Joe, thank you. Somebody said on with those chat rooms, you know, gosh, Joe Piscopo sounds great. Joe Piscopo sounds great on WABC, unlike at AM 970. That's because they bought all new equipment at WABC. We need to redo everything over here, you know. But we sound good over here. No, is we okay? I thought we're okay.
I think you sound fine. Great.
Apparently right. Not.
And we could put reverb on your voice if you'd like, which is really nice.
Give me a reverb. Yeah. Little cousin. Hey, hi, WMCA. Hi.
Yeah,
I can do Mary the K. Yeah. Swinging soiree. Yeah. I like it's a good attempt at reverb, but it sounds like I'm stuck in like quicksand.
Can
actually,
you give us a good pigs in space from the Muppet Show?
That's not so bad. That's a little irritating, but nice. Thank you, Andy. Andy built that for me, but you need a new. We need old. I think that's. Listen, it's fine. We're gonna get through it, and we're doing good. And I shouldn't complain. So after a woman went viral for sharing that she was forced to step on a baggage scale before boarding her flight, Air New Zealand announced that they will begin weighing passengers before some international flights.
Outrageous.
The airline announced Monday that it will be asking more than 10,000 passengers to take part in a weight survey beginning in June. Al, what are you going to do?
No. See, here's the thing. Fatties of the world, unite. If you're in New Zealand and you're fat and you're getting on a plane to JFK, don't get on the scale. Tell them it's against your, it's whatever. It's offensive. It's this, it's that, it's whatever. Because they're going to say it's going to be random, but you know the person who weighs 110 pounds soaking wet never gets weighed.
So imagine at the poor person who's really, really zoftic and just kind of there.
No, just say it, fat, zoftic. Stop. It's the intimate hour. Nobody's listening. No one's going to get offended. They're not going to be triggered. It's the guy who's got a sandwich, who's getting on the plane.
And
he's
everybody's
got three
looking
bags,
at him.
And everyone's looking at him. He's slovenly. He looks like Alvin Bragg. It's just stuff dripping all over the place. And they're asking him to step on the scale. That's the guy. They're going, oh, excuse me, sir. Come over here. Get on the scale. Thank you. Put the sandwich down. Put the soda down. Yeah.
And he goes, wait.
Yeah. They always have, like, they're always perpetually gassy. In their mouth, they're always like they're going to burp. Yeah,
the survey is essential to the safe and efficient operation of the aircraft, and is a Civil Aviation Authority requirement. But there's so
in
many
New Zealand, not
in New
Zealand.
It's an interesting place, what they did with the lockdowns and everything. That's weird. The survey will calculate passengers' average weight to help the planes fly more efficiently while also remaining balanced. Are you kidding me?
No, it's balanced. Do you imagine there's a flight of fat people and they're all on the right? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, before we take off, can we have four of the fat people on the right move to the left?
Well, the fat man in 14C, please move across the aisle. 14C, please move across the aisle.
But I have the aisle. I don't want a window seat.
I am the aisle.
Wow.
Could you imagine? But I will
extension?
Say this.
Can I have an extension seatbelt, please?
Yeah. Because I got the extension seatbelt when I went to San Diego. I got on the plane and I went to buckle the seatbelt. I went, oh, no. And I looked at the stewardess. I said, excuse me, fat guy on the plane, I need the extender. Oh, no problem, sir. We'll get it for you with a smile.
But why is it only now after all these years of commercial travel?
Joe, I was just thinking that same thing.
Yeah.
Because there's more obesity now than ever before. I honestly believe that. That's what I think. I don't say that in a bad way.
No, thank you.
That. But so when they got the seatbelt extension, did the flight attendant stand in the middle of the aisle and just
flight extension
for the fat guy?
The fat guy boarded the plane first because he was the first one. You know, anybody who has trouble getting on the plane, that's me. So the fat guy got on first, me, and then I got the seatbelt extension.
Why did you get preferential seatbelt?
Because I have issues standing for long periods of time.
Because you have necrophilia.
Neuropathy is the one we don't talk about. Please.
So what is it called? Neuropathy. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
So I have issues standing for long periods of time. And when you, obviously, I fly coach. I don't fly beyond the people like you. I'm the last to board. So I have to stand in a line waiting for people to shove their bags in the compartment above and sit down and this and adjust. So when they say if there's anybody that wants to get on, you know, because they have trouble getting on, I immediately get on because this way my bag is stowed. I'm seated. I can get the seatbelt extender with nobody noticing that I have a seatbelt extender and sit down.
It's hysterical.
But anyway, you know what? In a way, this makes sense because, you know, I think you're right.
So objectively,
yes,
from an objective standpoint, as a fat guy,
and you said it, obesity is running rampant throughout the world.
If
you have too many people who weigh too much getting on a plane, and now you've got all kinds of bags and whatever and this and that, it does make the plane safer if it's balanced. I can totally understand that.
That's scary. What about if you wanted to go into space, Al? Oh, my gosh, that would be a problem.
You really?
Right?
First of all, see, here's the thing. They only have to get me from the ground to up in orbit. Once you're in orbit, you're weightless. It doesn't matter. Fatty, skinny, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, that's
you're floating
true.
Around. So, you know, it's all right.
My
it's
Lord.
Just they need more thrust to get the fat guy up. That's the problem. They got a mathematician there in the back on you.
Sorry, add another engine to that, Rob.
We got a little more fuel.
Elon Musk brings another rocket booster in.
Guy comes with a pocket protector and a slide. Okay, yeah. I don't know, Fatty. We might not be able to get you into orbit. All right.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. So it's a goofy morning. We read that story. I just had some laughs with it. But you know what? Now we're going to get into trouble because we're attacking obesity. That's what they're going to say now. Oh, look, they were making fun of it. And we're not. We're just making fun of fat people.
That's right.
I don't know. No, not fair. Not fair.
That's
we're
all
not.
Right. Fox right now is talking about a man who killed his wife years after game show marriage joke. So there you go. He was on Family Food and apparently made a joke about his wife. And apparently a couple years later, he's now killed her. So there you go.
He
was on with who's hosting Family Feud now?
Steve Harvey.
Apparently, he made a crack on the show about killing his wife or something like that, and apparently, a couple years later, he made it true. So there you go.
Wait, you know what was offered that Joe? I told you that somebody.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
What was it? Family Feud or was it? What's the music show? There was a music name that not
name, name that, that tune.
I don't know. Some kind of music. It was some kind of.
If it was American Idol, I'd be shaking you right now.
Yeah, really.
No.
Who
it might have been Family Feud. It might one of those game shows, and they opened. I should have just do it. Like if Steve Harvey could do it, you know, back.
Yeah, because they those game shows they don't record them every day.
Yeah.
You're a month. You do a slew of shows. I think Wheel of Fortune tapes five shows a day. And Pat Sajak is done in a month.
He only works about 30 days a year, I think.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, that's how they used to do it back in the 70s. Like, Match Game, they would do Monday to Friday, in one day. And they would do a year's worth of tapings in about a month and a half. So you always knew when it was Friday on the show because they were drinking during the show. And Friday, they'd be bombed.
You know what? So I saw an interview. Mark Levin was talking to Donald Trump, and he talked about, now I know the King brothers. The King brothers, how I knew where to live, where I live, is that I met Roger and Michael King, and Roger passed away. And Michael, these are the guys that put Oprah Winfrey on the air. They believed in Oprah when she was in Chicago. They went with Oprah. And then they met Merv Griffin, and they syndicated Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
And then they've syndicated Jeopardy. No, listen, so that was the block. That's the King world block. And so I still would hang out with Michael King and with Roger King. And Roger King was a wild man. He would go down to Linux City, and it was just, he would take over the whole town. And it was so funny to watch, you know. So we would just be there, and it was good. And Roger, he was a sweetheart of a guy. But he passed away because he lived a very fast life. So now I'm watching the interview with Mark Levin and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is talking about Oprah, and Donald Trump's got this book out about letters that celebrities have written to Donald Trump, how great he is, and nice letters. So Oprah was one of those people that wrote several letters to Donald Trump because they had a great relationship. When Roger King died, he had his funeral where? Mar-a-Lago. Did you see that?
Oh.
Mar-a-Lago. Yes, I remember that. And I don't know. I think I was out of the country, if I remember. And I couldn't go because I wanted to go. Oprah wanted to do something special for Roger King, the great Roger King. And Donald Trump said, absolutely, Oprah, have it at Mar-a-Lago. See, and the point is, everybody got along there. Everybody got so along there. But I hear Donald Trump's talking to Mark, and he goes, Roger King, great guy. He was a great guy. That's there is my weakness, why I have no problem with Donald Trump running for president. He remembers everybody, appreciates everybody, and he doesn't forget, you know, who he hung out with, friends back in the day. And that so as soon as he mentioned, he gave a shout out to Roger King. And Roger's been gone like 10 years or something like that, maybe more. So that very, very interesting like that. But the King World put all those shows on the air. And to this day, they're still running. They're still rating killers, aren't they? I mean, they just beat everybody at Wheel of Fortune.
Highly successful,
still,
Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
And Jeopardy as well. Hey, so anyway, we do have news, and we do have a show, believe it or not. But we saw the weight thing on the plane, and we thought we'd just kind of get into that. And
yeah, then, you know, trigger me early. That's all right.
You know, I'm ready. Because you're taking off tomorrow, Albert?
Yes, I'm off tomorrow. I will be on my way to Atlantic City. It's the Atlantic City Beer and Music Fest this weekend, so it's sort of the Super Bowl of craft beer for everyone in New Jersey. It's a great event. Dropkick Murphys are playing Saturday afternoon, and the band 311 is playing Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a great time.
You know, that is good. Now, did you get an appearance fee out?
No. I'm a civilian at this event. This is no appearance fee. I go as a fan.
You are. You're beyond the people. Beyond the beer.
No, I'm not beyond the beer. Never beyond the beer.
I got to make a deal. You want Al to show up, you got to.
No. It's not any of that. I'm going as a fan. I go every year as a fan. I've been going for 10 years, 12 years. Before my show started, so
Aaron Judge has 18 home runs already.
My boy in Queens, Pete Alonso's got 20. So you know, he's got a little catching up.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about. I want to talk about. I talked about it yesterday. I have it in front of me, and it's all good. It's all good. Notice of cost of living adjustment for child support.
Oh boy.
Oh man, you can't make this up. You can't make
even,
it up.
Even Social Security people had to wait like 20 years just to get a boost.
Yeah. What? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's all good and everything's good. But I just, the states, man, what's happening in the states.
Mr. Piscopo, you're making more now. Not a problem.
No, it's not.
Give that
to
somebody else.
We'll address it.
I mean, there's some places you don't even get paid. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yes, look, I'm getting paid off. Dan the Man Hoffman. Yay, Dan Hoffman's on. Had a great time with Dan. We're going to talk about that. Me and Joseph Billy went to Dan's great charity event. We had a great time over there at the Spy Museum. That was fun. Dan Hoffman's going to join us. Congressman Corey Mills is with us. So we're going to talk about this debt ceiling situation, okay? Catherine White, Executive Director of the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce. We are celebrating New Rochelle. Love you, New Rochelle. Very proud to have you with us on the radio show. Stephen Moore. The Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics, Joe DeGeneva, fired up. You do not want to miss what Joe has to say about Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. Hogan Gidley, doing a great job at Newsmax, will join us. And David Bossy, too. David is a former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016 and a New York Times bestselling author, right, David is? But he's got a lot to say about the debt ceiling as well. So what we're going to do is take a little bit of break with Susie Cerrone. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, and we're coming back, and we're going to have some fun this morning. It is Thursday, and you know what? Happy June. Susie Cerrone for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, sunny and 61 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, that's a 10 to 15 minute travel time. Picking up on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 5 at the lower. The Lincoln is 5, the Holland is 10 from the turnpike, but 20 from 1 and 9. Still in really good shape in New Jersey this morning. No issues on the Parkway 78 or Route 80. Delays on the throughway south and into exit 17 in Newburgh. That is road work with single laning till 7:30, but then you're clear north and south and between Rockland and Westchester. Checking your forecast for today. Partly sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and 63. Friday, sunny and 89. And Saturday, morning rain in 66. This report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Why, thank you, Susie Cerrone. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Relief Factor right off the bat. So let's get right to the chase, all right? 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. 800 is the number for the word relief. And you'll be able to talk to a very nice person about the relief factor, what it is, what's in it, when you should take it, any questions that you have. Just mention, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. Joe keeps talking about it. I'm finally giving in, and I'm going to try it. What can you tell me? And I could tell you right now on the radio, the three-week quick start is still only $19.95. And you can see if you can get out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, it was 5 days. People, 2 days for some folks, you know. Anne Marie, that gal I tell you about. Now, I'm not allowed to tell you this stuff unless it's true, right? This is like 2 days, yeah, able to keep up with her grandkids on the hot summer days by the water, it says, right in front of me. She decided to try Relief Factor, you know. And a lot of us were skeptical about it. I was skeptical about it. I said, oh, all right, I talked to Relief Factor. I knew it's like a famous product, and we're so proud to have Relief Factor with us out of the Relief Factor studios in New York, you know. And I said, man, let me try it. And boom, out of pain, 5 days, we want you out of pain. You can go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see all of the 100% drug-free ingredients in Relief Factor that stop the inflammation that caused the pain. 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Route 22 Toyota, they're there for you, and they have inventory. How about that? How about that? So Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota has the RAV4 and the Highlanders. And, you know, I tell you about Iggy Giuffre, too, who the Giuffre family owns Route 22 Toyota. And they're such regular down-to-earth people, just want to make life easier for you by having inventory at Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. By the way, the service department is great, and they are holding the inventory for their clientele, which is you. They're holding. People from out of state are calling because they want the RAV4s, they want the Highlanders, and Alex is going, nope, we're saving it for everybody in Jersey and New York. And if you get a chance to call 973-705-8905, that is a number just for you to make a great deal over at Route 22 Toyota. They do have the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles. I mean, I go by other Toyota vehicles, Toyota dealerships, rather, and I go through, and there's no cars. There's no cars at all, but not at Route 22 Toyota. They are there for you, and they're holding the inventory for you. 973-705-8905. 8905. It's Route 22 Toyota. Check out the pre-owned and Toyota certified used vehicles also while you're there. 973-705-8905. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You just tell them, please, Joe Piscopo sent you.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 6:28 on AM 970. The Answer. It is Thursday. We're looking for some throwback Thursday. We do have a great show for you. Dan Hoffman's going to join us. Hogan Gidley, Joe DeGeneva's on the show as well. And we have got, you know what I'm trying to get? It's so funny. Sometimes there are days where the internet just doesn't want to work with you. I don't know if that's if they do that on purpose or what, but it's one of those days. So we will work around that. There's always an issue, always an issue, always a glitch and always an issue. Like Ron DeSantis, when he went on with Twitter, that was a problem. And it's like nothing works in 2023. Do you ever notice that nothing works? Hey, but that, you know, except that the cost of living adjustment if you're paying child support. That's the only thing that you get. So answer me. And I brought this up yesterday. I bring it up again. So I think
I mean, you make your own journey, and if you're gonna, if a woman, if you're, you know, with your gal, and she is gonna have a baby, and I'm living proof of you have the baby, and you take care of the child, and you become the best father that you can be. But then the state, for some reason, and this is from New Jersey, I'm looking at notice of cost of living adjustment. So I don't even want to tell you because I'd be embarrassed to tell you how much I pay. But it's like you pay like one monthly, and then they increase it without even asking you, without even asking if you're working, if you got a raise, if you can afford it. They automatically give you a raise. And this is by $300 or $400 raise, an adjustment. Now, I think my child support's up at the end of this month, I believe. Except, listen, all I do is Al Pacino and De Niro are my father heroes. So I may not be done yet. Wait a minute. Hold on. Ooh, hold on. Was that? Was that Pacino? Yeah. Was that a Pacino impression? Right. I got it.
Give me all you got. You know, in heat when he's
just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Child support, Al. There you go, baby.
There's an actor though who explains about Al Pacino. He has different eras.
That's funny. That's
in
funny.
His voice, and I think Titus Welliver, and he can do Pacino from the '60s, the '70s, the '80s, '90s. Like these guys, all different.
Oh, those are the greatest impressions.
Yeah. Did you see
Pacino with Stallone? Sly Stallone has a reality show now. Did you
see that? Yes, on Paramount Plus. I haven't watched it yet. It's with his family.
Tulsa's great. His show is great.
Yes, I heard.
I'm a huge Sly fan. Yeah. As we all are. But I tell you, he's got a reality show, and it's Stallone talking to Pacino, and it's great. It's great. The two of them back and forth because you never really delve into Al, and Al seems like such a nice guy, you know?
Right. Definitely. On the cover of the New York Post today, by the way, it says the old father and, you know, the Godfather logo, and it has the hand that would normally hold the marionette. Instead, it holds a baby mobile.
Oh, yeah, listen, but the fact is, it's
anything sweet.
You get anything sweet?
Sugar.
When I stress, I need something sweet. Orange. So, but why would you raise this without? What if you're working in a blue collar job and you're just making minimum wage? Let's say, for example, and then you choose to have the child and you're paying the child support. Automatically, the state is going to raise your child support payments. And by the way, I don't tell you, this is not just guys. This is women, too, because I just had a conversation with a friend who paid a fortune to her husband. Why? Because she worked and he did not. He got, I can't even tell you the numbers. They're unbelievable in New Jersey, you know, because they don't go after. It's not a father thing. It's not a mother thing. It's not that. It's not like, well, guys get stuck. It's not that. It's who makes the money. And what's happening in the Assembly and the Senate, they think, well, if you make the money, then you're going to have to support everybody.
Right.
And you want to go, well, everybody, what about equal rights? Everybody should be working.
Hold on. Governor Murphy, can you lower Joe's responsibility to his child support?
I can't.
No. He can't. Sorry. Try. But
Joe is a good guy.
He's a good guy, but, you know, unfortunately,
Joe pays his
can't.
Child support. Yeah. But I got to tell you, but what if you're working at a minimum wage job, and then all of a sudden the state tells you, oh, you got to increase. There should be a law. And I say to my friends listening in the Assembly and in the Senate in New Jersey, it's wrong. If you're a woman and you get slammed because, like, I was talking to one banker gal, a great gal, and she works, and she goes, we were complaining about alimony. And she goes, oh, please, I got hit with the alimony. I said, you got hit with the alimony because why? Because she's working and her husband isn't. What kind of reasoning is this? And then they go, we're going to raise the cost of living adjustment. They think, oh, say we're helping out the moms. That's not. That is an egregious civil rights abuse, I think. Because now if you have a minimum wage worker, a woman, and she's got to pay her bum husband who's home and doesn't want to work, now you're going to raise the child support. That's just not fair. It's so government. It's so good. That by the grace of God, I can do it, and I will do it, as I've done for, you know, 20 years, whatever it is, my whole life. Mm. But it's like, it's not fair. You know, this everything the government does is backwards. Everything that the government does. And in New Jersey, they really got to get it together. And by the way, can we start with the I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it 1,000 times, the windmills down the shore. Who came up with this? How did it get through the Assembly? How did it get through the Senate? How come Governor Murphy's not listening to the people? Why do you not care that whales are being killed on the Jersey Shore? If I could just pivot there for a moment. Why is that? It's because it's state government and they're bought and sold by these people who are building those things. Environmentalists, give me a break. It's a ruse. It's a scam. It's a sham, for crying out loud. But I'm okay. I settled everything with that alley in Los Angeles. It worked out for the better.
Well, yeah. That's good.
I didn't mean to get that upset yesterday, but boo, I was.
Enterprise is now giving you free rent to cars for the next.
Never going there again. Objectively, and I will say, and I don't want to say anything against, I'm sure there are some nice folks at Enterprise. It was the worst customer service I've ever had in my life, and I am very, very patient, is from Enterprise. And they've been great. And locally, they've been great. And I've always used Enterprise, and I won't again. I tell you, it's the worst customer service. To strand my daughter in Los Angeles at 20, in Los Angeles, and at 20-something, and not even care. And it was their mistake that they made. I gave a credit card. And they hit my card, Al. They hit the card and took the money, and they still didn't give Allie the car. And I said, just walk away. And I said, I picked her up, got her picked up, mom. So she went someplace else. She did it all by, I was so proud of her. She went all by herself. She went to another place, another car rental place, and she's great. But that inexcusable. But what got me, man, is that's America now. That's corporate America. And it's happening under this Democratic regime. That's what I can't understand. As Democrat, I was always like, aren't you supposed to be helping the black-on-black crime? Aren't we supposed to be dealing with the black-on-black crime? Shouldn't we get Nike, who was using alleged slave labor with the Uyghur Muslims in China to make their shoes, reportedly. I don't know if that's a fact. I'm just saying what I hear. And why don't move Nike into St. Louis, into the harshest area of Memphis, where all the crime is? I challenge Colin Kaepernick to stop complaining and to go into Memphis, Tennessee, one of the most dangerous cities in America at this point, and go in there and go into the most violent area where there's gunfire every night, where there's drug dealers, and build a plant there and turn that community around. It'll take you 20 years to do it, but I invite and I challenge Target to do it. I challenge all of these woke companies that are so full of it. Go into the most stressed areas of America. Don't make everything in China, where it's really costs no money and you make excess profit. But get right there. Enterprise. Open up a rental car right in a place where people can't get rental cars. I dare you to do that. You wouldn't do it in a million years. They don't care. It's all excess profit. There's my little rant. So when we come back, you know what we're going to talk about? The debt ceiling thing. So sick of hearing about the debt ceiling. But you got to do something about it. And I think I appreciate these Republicans that did not vote for this. I got it. But you know what the problem is? It's don't you have to somehow, you got to somehow, we'll talk to Congressman Corey Mills about it, but you got to somehow work it out. Do you not? And when I listen to McCarthy, I think he did a pretty good job. Call me, tell me I'm wrong. Because I'm on the fence on this, but I think you've got to pass it rather than not pass it. All right. So Stephen Moore will tell us what's going on in that regard as well. Hey, Joe on the radio, and you can call anytime at 877-970-29. No, give me the reverb. Give me the reverb. Al. Give me the reverb. Can we do some? You got that? Hey, Joe on the radio. Give us a call at 877-970-2999. Playing the hits all morning long on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is dead after he was hit in the Bronx Wednesday afternoon while walking on a fast-moving highway. It happened on the southbound Hutchinson River Parkway near East Tremont Avenue just before 1 p.m. The man was walking, police say, in traffic in the right-hand lane. Another man driving a pickup truck hit the pedestrian, throwing him into the shoulder. The pedestrian died at a hospital, likely from chest trauma. The guy in the pickup stayed for police. No charges have been filed. Police in New Jersey are searching for two suspects in a terrifying attack on a mailman earlier this month. The mail carrier was chased, jumped, and punched by two men while delivering the mail midday on May 12th in Milburn, west of Newark. He ordered his cell phone to call Siri and flag down a car for help reaching police. The mailman told cops his attackers were lying in wait and got the key for the blue post office boxes around Milburn. In sports, Mets have won two in a row after beating the Phillies 4-1 at Citi Field. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon at 1:10 p.m. The Mariners beat the Yankees in 10 innings, 1-0. The Bombers are off today. They'll visit the Dodgers for three games starting tomorrow. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Good morning. It's sunny and 61. What's going on? We have the answer. Avoid the FDR. We've got two separate accidents on the FDR southbound, one at 71st Street in the left lane. FDR southbound at 53rd Street, an accident blocking two left lanes. So forget about the FDR southbound. You're jammed from the RFK Triborough on down. Accident, Justin, in Queens on the BQE north, but at the LIE. Little sluggish on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Alternate side in effect, inbound George, 15 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 15. The Holland now 15 from the turnpike, double it from 1 and 9. Still in good shape in New Jersey. Accident in Westchester just cleared off the Taconic northbound at the Sawmill. New York State Thruway southbound. Good to go from Rockland into Westchester. Checking your forecast today. Partly sunny and 80. Tonight partly cloudy and 63. Friday sunny and 89. Saturday morning rain and 66. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Off clean feel, so I can accessorize with studs and not with mosquitoes. I can wear my classic white crop and flag panel jeans and know that I'm covered with 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson.
Hey, Joe on the radio, how are you? It's 6:39. Happy June. It's June 1st. Yay. In the Northeast, going to be warm, so I'm digging that, you know. Can I tell you about the MyPillow 2.0? Mike Lindell, you know, I've been down the plant there several times in Minnesota with Mike, doing a variety of things. And it's just great the way Mike stays in Minnesota, hires people in Minnesota, family members, neighbors. And those are the workers at the MyPillow plant. So now Mike came up with, first of all, I got the slippers, you know, I got every MyPillow product you could get because they're all great. They were just all great, from the mattress topper to the towels to everything. Then Mike comes up with a pillow that's better than the original MyPillow, the MyPillow 2.0, offering a brand new temperature regulating technology. All I know is I sleep on this pillow now. It is awesome. And now you buy one, get one free. So I suggest you go to MyPillow.com. And Mike has this radio listener specials page. He's so hip to radio. I always love that about Mike Lindell. Gets the radio audience, appreciates you more than you could possibly imagine. He started out with the radio ads, you know, and he's been doing it ever since from MyPillow. And by the way, in all those stores that stop, carrying MyPillow, most of them are out of business. I'm just saying. So Mike is still going strong. 60-day money-back guarantee, made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. The promo code is Joe P. And you can check out this MyPillow 2.0. You buy one, get one free. And I think you're gonna love it. And you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. You don't like it, you send it back. But I think you're going to love it. Machine washable, machine dryable, 10-year warranty, made in America, right there in Minnesota, 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Well, you know, the Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital has been rooted in caring for the community since 1892, evolving to a comprehensive medical village, providing compassionate, connected care to meet the diverse medical needs of residents in southern Westchester. Montefiore New Rochelle was ranked 31st out of 147 hospitals in New York State for inpatient time spent in the emergency department. Montefiore New Rochelle was 6 minutes faster than any Westchester County hospital. Designated as an antimicrobial stewardship center of excellence by the Infectious Disease Society of America. Montefiore New Rochelle is also a recipient of HealthGrade's Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2019, which recognizes hospitals in the top 10% of the nation for patient safety. Montefiore New Rochelle was a recipient of the Quest Hero Award 2021, and is considered a New York State primary stroke center. So for more information on the Montefiore New Rochelle Emergency Department, please call 914-632-5000. It's the Montefiore New Rochelle Emergency Department, 914-632-5000.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Nelson Riddle, Mr. Sinatra.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
So, Nels, as Mr. Sinatra called Nelson Riddle, would have been how old, Al?
102.
Wow. Yeah, now, you know, Oradell, New Jersey, I believe he's from. Nelson
yes.
Riddle, which is good. He's the guy that really came up. And, you know, when we do the Sunday show, I've told you so many times when Frank Sinatra went to record and walked into the studio. Joe, you know this. Joe Sibilia, you know this,
yeah.
I'm sure. But he went in and they had him hooked up with Billy May, the great arranger Billy May. Mr. S walked into Capitol when this guy Livingston, who ran Capitol Records, hired
Alan Livingston. Yeah.
Yep. At the depth of Mr. S's career, he was just down and out, and Livingston still brings him over to Capitol. They bring him into the studio, and Billy May was not there, but there was another guy at the podium, and Mr. S said, "Who's that?" And they said, "Well, that's Nelson Riddle." And Nelson Riddle wrote arrangements along the lines of the way Billy May wrote arrangements, just to be fair to Billy May. And Billy May gave Nelson Riddle credit because Nelson Riddle didn't want the credit. Then they did "I Got the World on a String," and that was it. And Mr. Sinatra said, "I'm back, baby, I'm back." And I'm not telling you exactly what he said because it would be appropriate on the radio, but it was so cool. And that was a collaboration that lasted a lifetime right there. Nelson Riddle and the great Frank Sinatra, yeah.
The interesting thing was, in those days, Billy May and Nelson Riddle didn't just work with Frank Sinatra. They worked with all of the Capitol recording artists.
Nat
they
King
were
Cole.
Under contract.
Yep,
with, yep. And Mel Blanc, for that matter, whose birthday was earlier this week.
Only you would talk about the guy that does Bugs Bunny.
And he was the Maxwell on the Jack Benny show.
No, but you wait. No, Billy May, the arranger.
Yes.
He did like kind of gimmick songs with Mel Blanc, correct?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That right?
Mel Blanc had chart hits with songs like I Taught, Putty Tat.
That was Billy May.
And
yes,
Billy May
right.
was the arranger on those, yeah.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Imagine that, though. Imagine that Frank Sinatra. Now, what am I doing now? Cartoons. You're doing cartoons. I got you a cartoon gig with Mel Blanc. But Billy Al, they would say Billy May was up there when he's arranging. He'd keep a bottle underneath the podium, you know. And, oh, man. I would have given anything to be in the studio, man, to listen to those cats working,
yeah,
you know.
That would have been cool stuff.
Oh,
cool
man, stuff just like sure. that. But they say Nat King Cole, to your point, Joe Sibilia, was the guy that built Capitol Records. They give Nat Cole credit for that. But I know as Studio A with Frank Sinatra, you
right.
know. But Nat King Cole was with them forever, right?
Oh yeah, he was a big Capitol star. I mean, Dean Martin was a Capitol recording star.
Al Gattulo, Al Gattulo, men have named you. There's my good night.
Thank you.
A little creepy. That was a little creepy.
Just a little.
Please stay.
I'd
off
rather
the
you
plate.
Talk about the weighing on the plane.
Please stay off the plane, sir.
Please. Sorry, sir. You too. Sir, we're gonna give you a lot of vouchers. None of them are for flying. They're for weight loss. They're for Do you imagine? We got a 6-month free membership to Weight Watchers. Sir.
Are the flight attendants advised to just pass right by the
sir? Here's
the
ticket.
Who
the
overweight.
Ship is on the docks. It leaves in an hour. They will take you. It's a little longer. A little longer to get home.
This is New Zealand. Yeah. This is New Zealand where they're not allowing people who are overweight on the plane.
But think about it. This is to get on an international flight to travel like 15, 16,
but
18
hours. You know, what if you're the dad?
You're already tired. You're wasting an entire day to travel.
Whole family with you, and then some official from the airlines come over and go,
"Excuse me, fatty, you can't get on the plane. I'm so sorry. You'll have to fly separately. You'll have to fly separately. Sorry. You'll see your family in like 3 days. You know, yeah, it's not like a short flight. It's not like a 2-hour hop. It's an entire day of travel. You lose a day, right? You're crossing the international date line.
There'll be no meals for you on the plane, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just a protein shake, sir. That's it. Sip it slow, because that's all you're getting.
Salad's
and water.
Only,
water.
Yeah.
Water. Water. No, you don't even get peanuts. You don't even get the little snack pack. No, we don't give that. No. And if we see you eating food, we're taking it away from you. Could you imagine?
I got to tell you, I think this is an egregious assault against people who are overweight.
I think all the fat people should unite. They should all go to New Zealand and sink the island. Get them all on there and sink it. Manhattan sinking, sink New Zealand. That's it. Can you imagine?
Fat people everywhere.
Unite. We don't care. You can't fly there because you're too fat, but get on a boat. Row.
But aren't there fat people avocation organizations?
No, fat people have no rights.
No,
they really don't.
No rights. They're all sitting around eating. They don't have rights. They can't even talk. They got food in their mouth. That's the problem. That's the problem. Oh, bro, we're going to bring the meeting to order. Can you stop chewing? Maybe for a second?
What? I got to go out. I got to go to a meeting.
I mean, look at you. Your shirt, it's all disgusting. You got ketchup and barbecue sauce all over. What's the matter with you? Clean up. Can you put the food down? Put the sandwich, the fork. Put it down for one second.
There was an episode of Family Guy where the father, Peter Griffin, forms a coalition of fat people, and they have a meeting, and they're all trying to open the snack bags at once, and all you hear is the crinkling. Snacks are best saved for later.
Yeah. We're going to watch Fatso again? I mean, really? How many times are we going to watch Dom DeLuise?
Didn't Anne Bancroft direct that film?
Yes,
I believe she did.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Cool.
Look, you got to put butter on the bread. I don't want butter. No, just a little butter on the bread. Remember he started to put the butter on the bread? And his brother's like, would you stop?
I want to see somebody walking up who's overweight. How do you, they step on a scale before
I think if you don't do it for everybody, then it's an egregious assault. Like you have to, every single person.
You pinpoint people in New Zealand.
Yeah. Can you imagine there's a guy there?
Hey, mate. You fat pig.
G'day, mate.
Guy.
Get on the scale.
Look at this guy. Oh, God. Come on. Step on.
Blimey.
What insulting is that?
Blimey. Right, look at this fat bloke.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll get into it. We do have a radio show, despite what you've heard so far. Susie Cerone's in for Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Oy.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's sunny and 61. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Avoid the FDR. Two separate accidents on the FDR southbound. One at 71st in the left lane. The other is southbound at 53rd Street. That has two left lanes out, so it's just horrible on the FDR southbound from the RFK Triborough Bridge down through the 50s. Inbound George, 15 to 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The Lincoln's 20. The Holland, 20 from the Turnpike, but 30 from 1 and 9. Northbound Gowanus to Kedman Plaza, that is now a 20-minute travel time. And in Westchester, the accident's been cleared off the Taconic northbound at the Sawmill. New York State Thruway, good to go north and southbound between Westchester and Rockland County. And this total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to service your Toyota today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tune in tonight at 7 for Legal Night on Radio Night Live, sponsored by Plaza College. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Start your lucrative career in court reporting today. Visit plazacollege.edu to get started. Plaza college.edu.
Car payments, credit card payments, home loans. Man, that's a lot of debt for you to carry. Let us help you get caught up when you enter the $18,000 Get Caught Up Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner gets up to $10,000 in debt relief. Three first prize winners will get up to $1,000 in debt relief. And 10 second prize winners will get $500 in debt relief. That's $18,000 total. And that could be you.
Go to am970theanswer.com to enter. That's am970theanswer.com.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Got ourselves a little bit of a mini heat wave for today and tomorrow as we're looking at mostly sunny skies. Starting off 84 today, partly cloudy overnight, 62. Back to full-on sunshine tomorrow as we hit a high near 90 degrees. Tomorrow night into Saturday, we'll see some evening thunderstorms pass on by. Still could see some showers on Saturday as well, maybe even hear some thunder. Our high on Saturday dips quite a bit, down to 68. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature because I love you and I want you to build up your immune system, and you could do it with fruits and vegetables. You're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables. Always scrambling. I am always scrambling at the end of the day going, man, I didn't have enough fruits and vegetables, you know? So, and if mom's not making the broccoli, Rob, you know what I'm saying? I go to a Balance of Nature. I go, Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So if I'm telling you, this is for me what works more than I could tell you. I'd like at Balance of Nature because it's got, when I tell you how Dr. Douglas Howard came up with the concept of really just getting all the vital nutrients and high end fruits and vegetables, that's what Balance of Nature is, just like that. And it says, for me, the best thing you could get, and it gives you mental clarity, gives you energy, and I think it builds up your immune system. Now get 35% off any new preferred order, A Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751. This is the morning you got to check out, please, balanceofnature.com. Just remember the discount code for you, ANSWER. Hey, Joe on the radio. That's it. Jeff Marchetti on the line. Jeff. Let me get Jeff from The Sopranos, a stuntman extraordinaire. Jeff, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Oh, my God, Joe Piscopo. I was just telling you, your people, if I was a gay man, which I'm not, I would have been, you would have been my target, Joe. You would have been my target.
Thank you, Jeff, for that. How are you, brother? How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm good, man. I heard you on the radio. I hear you every morning, obviously.
Thank you.
And I got to share two things. One is, who are all these people that are driving 40 miles an hour in the fast lane? These arrogant. This is ridiculous. And who are these dirtbag losers with no license plates on their motorcycles every morning?
Yeah.
Joe, I'm getting so pissed off, I can't even tell you.
And they're flying right by you, man, and no one's slowing them down like that. Hey, Jeff, you know what, Jeff? No. This is good. You got to call in. You can call in regularly. Give us your gripe of the morning. You know what I mean? But people, I believe in the death penalty for people who drive too slow in the left lane. Why don't they get? And they're mostly in minivans. Am I right? It's always the person in the minivan.
No, those people too. But no, I think it's really a ploy to aggravate the people that work every day. It's an absolute movement. There's no question in my mind that is a movement. Yeah. Just as you're going past, as you're doing 80 in the middle lane, look at the guy doing 35 or the woman doing 35. Look at them. Look at them and judge them because they're doing it on purpose.
That's good. Jeff, thank you, brother. Jeff Marchetti right there. Stuntman extraordinaire. Did all the stunts for all the Soprano guys. Great guy. Speaking the truth. Dan the Man Hoffman from the CIA. CIA dad. Congressman Corey Mills on the show. Stephen Moore, Joe DeGeneva, Hogan Gidley, David Bossy, and you at 877-970-2999. Thank you, Jeff. Al Gattulo in the house. Joey Sebilia in the house. Susie's in for Debbie Duhame. Carol Fasara's tweeting out everything. We are here for you. It's Thursday. Hey, happy June, Piscopo, on the radio. We're coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.